19th day of Advent, Thursday, December 19, 2024, the powerful king. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him?" Mark 1:25-27. There is something powerful about Jesus telling a demon to shut up. Jesus doesn't argue, negotiate, or raise his voice. He simply speaks, and the demon obeys. "Be silent," he says, and the unclean spirit has to stop with his lies and accusations. The authority of Jesus is unquestionable, and even the forces of darkness recognize it. Yet this story reminds us that demons do not leave quietly. When Jesus commands the spirit to come out, there is convulsion and chaos before peace. This mirrors our own lives. Often when Christ begins to root out the lies of the enemy in our heart, it feels disruptive. The lies of Satan, the whispers of worthlessness, fear, or condemnation, don't simply vanish without a fight. But Christ's word is more powerful than any lie. Just as he silenced the demon, he silences the enemy's voice in our lives. Satan seeks to fill our minds with accusations and deceit. Satan is the father of lies, after all. But Jesus replaces those lies with truth. "You are mine," Isaiah 43:1. "You have been bought with a price," 1 Corinthians 6:20. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus," Romans 8:1. "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save," Zephaniah 3:17. The key to breaking free is not found in our strength, but in coming under Christ's authority and filling our hearts with his word. The lies of Satan cannot stand against the truth of Scripture. When you hear those accusing voices, don't engage with them on your own. Instead, take up the sword of the Spirit. Speak the truth of God's word. Claim God's promises for yourself. Say with Jesus, "Be silent," and watch the lies of the enemy flee in the face of his authority. Some questions for reflection. Are there lies of Satan you've been listening to? Ask God to reveal them. What scriptures can you speak over your life to replace those lies with truth? What things can you do to help yourself rest in the authority of Christ when the lies of the enemy feel overwhelming? This has been an excerpt of The King is Born, an Advent devotional produced at Christ is King Church. If you'd like a copy to follow along with your family, you can get one for free at christisking.church or visit us any Sunday in December, and we'll put a hard copy in your hands. Let's strive to keep Christ and his gospel central in our celebration of Christmas this year.